if you want to tell somebody, now don't go by that road. The highway department's got their machines in there and the road's all
rough.
Okay. If you give somebody a bracelet and you want them to see how it looks on, you might say, why don't you
fix it? Put it on.
And if you're asking, if you're able to do something, you'd say, well, can you
do that?
And you might say, well, sure,
I've done it all my life.
Okay. And if you're sitting with somebody and you aren't saying anything and he turns around and says, what did you say? You'd say, why didn't?
Like I'm asking you, I didn't say nothing.
Okay. And he might say, oh, I thought you said
so-and-so.
Okay, I thought you said something.
Yeah.
How was that?
Thought you said something.
Okay. And you might, if somebody tells you something that just really is scandalous, and you might say, oh, I've never heard of things.
That.
I've never heard,
heard of that.
Okay.
Verb or two.
Okay. If somebody asks you, how long have you lived in Georgia, you might say, well, I've...
All my life.
I've what?
All my life.
I
was born in Macon.
Okay, and I've lived here always?
Mm-hmm. Come here when I was a baby.
Okay. Lived here all
my life.
Always. Say always.
Always.
Okay. And you might say, well... Talking about horses, I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
And if somebody, children were having a problem, one of them might come running in and say, he hurt me. It wasn't an accident. He did it.
A purpose.
Okay. And you might say, well, I don't really know about that. You'd better...
Watch out.
Okay, and if somebody wants to ask a question and you say, well, I don't really know about that, you better...
Ask them.
Okay.
Somebody else.
And so you ask him and he says, well,
You've seen it?
You've asked... How would you say, if you want to tell him, well, he's asked you that question so many times.
Several times.
Yeah, say you've asked... Say that for me. You've
asked that question several times.
Okay. And talking about children again, every time they get together, they have trouble. You might say, every time they meet, they...
Don't fight.
Okay. And yesterday, they...
Had.
They...
Fought.
Okay. And those children, ever since they were small, they have...
Fussed.
Okay. And...
Fought.
Okay. And if someone injures someone else with a big knife, you might say, he...
Cut him.
Okay, or if he just went...
Punched it.
Okay, or...
Done it a purpose.
Okay, but would you say stab?
Yeah, stab, that's it.
Okay. And then if he took the blade back out, you'd say he...
Pulled it out.
Okay, or... If a child puts a... There's a funny picture on the blackboard, and the teacher might say, now who...
Done that.
Okay, or who drew...
Who drew that.
Okay. And if you have something like a piece of machinery up on a roof and you use a pulley and a rope to get it up there, how would you say they do that? To
hoist it up there?
Or hoist.
Hoist it up there?
Do you ever use that hoist? What does hoist mean?
No, I haven't. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. There's just a few over here that I missed when we started. I need to have you, Miss, say the numbers for me to begin with, up to about 15.
What numbers?
Just like, you know,
1, 2,
count.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay. And the number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26 is?
27.
And 2 times 10 is?
40. 2 times 10 is 20.
Okay, and 3 times 9?
2 times 9 is 27.
Okay. And